Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Casey, can you grab my black bag? I need everybody to admire it.
It's bigger than your other black bag.
Yes, by twice. So here's what I did. Are we podcasting right now?
That's podcasting.
Hey, let's say hello to everybody. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming to the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. Yeah. I don't need to.
Oh, Kristen's squeaking,
no,
you guys.
No, I'm not. I didn't mean to show everybody.
The back. You know, I think it's your pants rubbing on the chair.
It's.
Or it's your butt rubbing on
I've got new jeans on. Cheek. They're very high-waisted.
They're cute. I like the line of them. I, right now, am opening champagne because I feel like we need to have a...
I mean, I might participate every time.
Well, why would we have a mimosa. She gets very scared of the cork, you guys, and Jen, rightfully so.
Yeah, because you do it like that, and you're going to hit your really nice...
What? Where do you want me to aim it, then,
I don't
Kristen?
Know, because you're going to hit it your nice, all your nice fixtures.
Well, I'd just, rather that you're than somebody's to
put a,
face.
You're supposed to put it...
Put a what?
Towel over it.
Put a towel over you.
That's so Midwest.
Woo! Nice.
That's what my mom used to say, like, if I was yeah. being lippy
make
or something.
Make a verb out of it.
Make a verb out of it. I'll tell... You know what?
Well, we're podcasting. We're I Mom So Hard. This is the I Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to.
You can find us on... All the social stuff, you know, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram.
The TikTok. Which, you know, for short, they call it TT now.
No, they do not.
Yeah, they do.
No, they... TikTok is already a short name.
No, I saw it.
God, people are impatient.
I was going on those tutorials that the YouTubers
I'm not calling it TT because that makes me think I have to pee.
No, they write it. They write it that way.
I'm annoyed. It's literally 6 letters.
You know what? It's the same. Like, we all abbreviate things that we don't need to. Like, we can just... Like, there's so many nicknames that aren't any easier.
I know,
they're
but...
longer.
They're longer. Saying TT makes me think... First
I gotta
of
go
all,
TT.
I gotta go TT. It makes me think of pee-pee. That's a dumb... I'm not on board with that.
That is...
TikTok.
Really delicious mimosa.
Mimosa.
Do you
Cheers.
Want one?
Cheers. I'm going to wait 1 second.
Okay.
I need to calm down. I also haven't eaten. Well, yes, I did.
We all
I
need
the
to
food
calm down.
I need the food to settle my stomach that I just hoovered.
We all not only need to calm down, we all need a getaway, which is my cheap way of saying go to imomsohard.com, get tickets, find a
For
show near
show.
You. It's really a good time.
We're having a great time. We're about ready to go off on do some more shows.
We're making people laugh, but we're also hurting people.
Because they're saying their abs hurt.
And their faces hurt.
And,
yeah.
But I think they're going home and getting wily with their mate, if you will. I made that weird.
And then maybe other parts of their body hurt. And that's great.
That's great. And if you're not with anybody and you go home and make your body hurt, well, that's even more fun.
Well, and
you know how that's going to end.
It shouldn't hurt.
Happily.
I don't do anything that hurts. That's why I don't work out.
I'm opposed to working out as well right now.
Yeah. Here, can I put that? Can I give that to you? So, okay. All right, we're ready. Now I'm ready. I've got my drink. We're all
ready. We're all settled in. Should I just get going with... Well, I can't talk without my yellow pad.
But this is what... Oh, it's under the orange juice.
Guys,
sorry.
I don't know what kind of revolutionary crap you're working with, but if I don't have a yellow pad in front of me, I can't be creative.
Why don't we call the yellow pad the YP like the
no,
YouTuber
that
kids
sounds
would.
Dumb. A YP... Oh, I'm going to dictate on my YP. Actually, that
means
does sound
yellow
cool.
pages anyways.
That kind of does sound cool. Of course, you don't have a pen.
Don't you judge
if you
my
go
pen
to
situation.
Jen's office, the only thing she has is eyebrow pencil. An actual pencil.
That is not true.
Why would no one have a stack of pens in an office? Why are you looking at my bag? I mean,
Casey,
I've got another pen.
I'm sorry. Casey, are you nervous? Are you nervous, Casey?
About what?
Can I give this back to you? Because she has...
Okay, I got it.
Look at that.
One?
It says Nebraska.
Got a little bit of anxiety.
Give her a pen back. Quit judging everybody today.
I got, you know,
pens.
What?
I keep pens hidden in cute little containers, yeah. And Casey... He hides them in her teeth.
Yeah, she Casey's like, him, I've so got a gnaw on the end of this.
Don't worry about it.
This bitch is hard to do. Ooh!
You guys were in really high chairs.
Yeah, and I keep also, worrying about that.
I'm sitting on a pillow.
She has to sit on a pillow
because we're doing video of the podcast now. And
we're on video of the podcast. You're welcome, even though that means I have to like... Well, I didn't do my hair at all.
I will tell you, me doing my hair was almost all that I did. I did put eyebrows on and a little bit of bronzer at my husband's request because I was sitting next to beautiful Casey as he was like framing up the shot. And I was like,
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, she was playing you. So thanks. Obviously, of course, yeah. She's.
You know, better cast it right.
Yes. She's typecast.
Tall,
for sure.
Blonde, beautiful.
Yes. Very
15 years
very
younger.
Very tan. And I'm looking at the shot and I'm like, well, Casey looks great. Who's that? Where'd my mom come from? My mom's in the shot all of a sudden. Get her out of here.
Oh, man.
And then my husband's like, she's just got a little color. Maybe you want to go put some color on, like, something. She said you have some. So I'm like, so polite.
I know. You know what? Sir. You know how you know you're an attractive person is if somebody takes a picture of you and you're in the background and you look great. If you are someone who's not in the foreground in the picture and they just rando take a picture of you like perusing the freaking food trays at a party and you look good, you are an attractive person. 100% that is not me. I'm always like, when did my face turn into a square? When did I swallow my neck? What happened to me? What happened to my chin?
I will undoubtedly look like a Simpsons character. In basically every photo. If I'm in the background,
I used to sit in front of the mirror and practice, and now I can pull off a good photo if I know exactly what my situation is, but it's got all the elements have to be there.
Oh, you want to know a really funny and mean thing that Ashley did to me one time? When we first got cell phones that have cameras on them, she was like, let's do a funny ugly face contest because I love to like make faces. And I had an epic winner. It was so ridiculous.
I get that just for like trying to get another caramel at a party.
I deleted them all. I thought we were deleting them. She had some terrible ones and I deleted them and she saved that one. I'm going to see if she has it because
it's pretty great.
Amazing. It's like,
one of my favorite things to do is do shaky face where you take your camera and you shake and then see where your face lands.
Chipped a tooth.
I can literally see every one of my teeth when I do that. It's like I don't have a lower part of my face. I think my ears didn't develop and my chin didn't develop.
Well, is it that or is it
What are you going to point an arrow at something else as I...
Wait, no.
Jen's like, no, it's not
on.
That.
I
your,
just want to know, are we
your
going?
Your chin is very developed. It's
is today the
rest
day we talk
you.
About all the stuff? Is that
no.
it? Is that what we're doing today?
No, I've got a better conversation to be had. Yes, Casey, you're raising your hand.
Yeah.
Tell them where they can watch the podcast.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You guys, listen. If you want
on
to watch.
On the YT. You can watch. Right? Is that? Sorry. I just yelled
on
YT.
On the YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube. Yeah.
You can watch it on the YouTube.
And
you
the main I Mom So Hard
YouTube channel.
Casey, you want to just do it, okay? There's a YouTube. We used to have a stupid podcast channel, and it's confusing
it's
for
confusing.
Everybody.
It's confusing.
And so these old broads were like, one channel.
One channel.
Make it easy.
And
for
by
people.
These old broads, we're talking about ourselves in the third person, which tells you just how old we are.
That's right. These dames.
A couple of dames. Yeah. Sitting at these, these talkie sticks.
Well, we are going to get into a topic, but may I say that my father-in-law is staying with us for 2 weeks because his wife is out of town, and he needs pizza and wine, so he's at our house to party. And
he makes me feel attractive.
He said to me last night, he's very complimentary about everything to everybody. For instance, I said, I'm going to be gone, but Casey's going to come to set up for the podcast. He goes, is she good looking? And I said, yes, she is. Don't creep her out. You're 84. Stay in your lane. Your wife is beautiful.
Is Kristen coming over? And then I wait quietly for the... Is she good?
He asked you out to dinner last night. You heard it. I was on speakerphone.
I'll take it.
I mentioned his wife's out of town.
I think I asked him to dinner.
You did. But he did say yes.
He did say yes. That's a win.
He said to me last night, oftentimes women of a certain age give up. And you have not. And he didn't really say like you look good or you look pretty. He just said I can tell you're trying, and also you're fucking old.
Nothing feels better than when someone's like, "Hey, I can tell you're trying hard."
Yes, yes, I can tell.
You're like, "Thank you." That compliment sucks in every direction. Thank you.
It's literally saying you could look worse.
Oh no, I don't think it is. I think it's saying you're really putting in a lot of effort towards this thing. It's that stupid compliment of like, it's a dumb shitted thing that my husband will say when we're in a fight where he's like, "I'm sorry you feel that way." And I'm like, "I don't like anything about that comment." Like somebody saying, "Boy, you really haven't given up," or "You keep trying." You're like, you're not complimenting the thing that I'm trying at. You're complimenting my efforts to not suck at something.
It's almost like they're saying you would be like a D minus.
But you've managed to be a C.
And that's kind of...
You know what they call a doctor that gets all Ds?
Doctor.
Thanks.
Probably not. Cs, though, I think. Cs. I think so. But I also... Average doctor. When people say, "I'm sorry you feel that way," I think like what that means is, "I'm sorry you feel that way because if you didn't, I would be getting away with something."
Right. That to me is like, why don't we just take off our earrings and go out and punch each other? Because if you say, "I'm sorry you feel that way," nothing is more dismissive. If I had cocktails in me, I'd be like, "You just called me a bitch."
Because it's like, you're not sorry that I apologize.
It's the most passive-aggressive bullshit maneuver that I'm in my head like, "Wait, does that count? Is that an apology? That doesn't feel like an apology." I think what you're saying is
it's inconvenient for me that you feel that way.
So you've met my husband because he loves that. That's his favorite thing to say.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that. I couldn't deal with that. What do you say when he says that?
I can't. There's too many beeps. If you are listening to this with your children, we advise you not to. This is your time, not their time.
We got to add that to our list. So what not we're supposed to work. Say, we're supposed to come in here and say, "Listen to us where podcasts are listened to."
Go subscribe. To our,
rate and review.
And subscribe.
Don't have your kids here because I've already F-bombed. Yeah. And also
tour and where tour. You can see the podcast. We could literally do what we just said in the first 30 seconds, but you and I can never stay on task.
Nope. We gotta draw it out.
Well, this radio show isn't going to do itself.
Nope.
Just telling you.
So anyways, I'm feeling good about myself. Let's dive in. Now that I am a D-minus, clearly.
Well, listen, I'm sitting here in my Invisalign trying not to spit on you, so we're all doing our best.
You haven't yet.
But it's all full of lipstick, and I'm rocking some really awesome. It looks like a bad perm. Remember, if you got a perm and you washed it, that's what my hair looks like.
No, I think you're pretty fortunate actually with your, because Kristen does have naturally curly hair. But some people when they have naturally curly hair,
like it, super like, tight curly hair, like Finn, my son, it would just look like a big loofah.
Yeah. They can't let it air dry.
No, it's impossible.
But you do have the kind you can air dry. And you know, Lexi, my sister-in-law, I'm just going to throw the whole McAdams family under the bus, has literally the most beautiful
and
naturally curly.
She doesn't like to wear it like that.
She brushes it out every day.
She brushes it out.
When she gets out of the shower, she looks like a cherub. They are these beautiful ringlets. And I'm like, what is
But I understand why she brushes it out, because it's like so thick and luxurious. It's very
Nikki, she'll be too sexy.
Not Nikki Six.
Everybody.
Who am I thinking of? No, Stevie Nicks.
Nikki Six is kind of sexy, Stevie honestly.
Nicks and Nikki Six. I think the word Nikki is
anytime
kinda,
you shoot,
even if it's a boy's name, I'm kind of like, what's up?
Whiskey into your veins. I think you're not.
I think
hot.
You're.
You've.
Wait, what?
I think they did that. Weren't they mainlining at the height of the Motley Crue?
They were mainlining whiskey?
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb.
I'm sure they
Why wouldn't you just drink it? If you want to go full tilt, put it right in your butt. That's how you get drunk the fastest. If you take...
Kristen, that can't be your answer to everything. It can't be put in your butt for everything.
I stand by it. Honestly, we've talked about this before. If you are dehydrated, the fastest way to hydrate is to Right up the old pooper.
Well, this is why I don't do CrossFit class with you, Kristen, because I don't want to be embarrassed and I don't want to do you those kinds of favors, okay? There's a line in the sand.
Jen, I'm thirsty. I can't drink my water bottle. You can help me.
No. No.
I'll help you. I'll help you.
And then Violet will be in the desert and you're making me put water in your butt and then you'll get a snake bite and then I'm going to have to suck out the venom and I'm going to be like, just God kill me now. Let me
do it because you're my friend. That's what you're supposed to do. I would do it for you. I would do it for you to save your life.
I know.
You would never have to talk about it again.
I know that you would.
I would do it.
I think that you would. I think you would.
I absolutely would. I would pee on you. I would
be like, she'd steal her nerves and be like, let's go do it.
Yeah, I would. I would do whatever.
And I could pee on you right now. Are you kidding me? That's easy.
If you sit on my lap, you've peed on me.
I know, but that's...
that's just because we get to laugh and we have no core strength left.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So, I went to Eleanor's soccer practice, and I just had Eleanor.
I wouldn't have gone. Never happened. I can tell you right now,
I
would not.
Okay.
That's, she always hides this from me. Literally, there's no way you would let me put anything in your butt because you won't even let me see you take your Invisalign out. She's really, everybody thinks Kristen's really out there,
but
she's kind of shy.
I am shy. If I needed you to put it in my butt to save my life, I would suppose that you would just have to
water
force yourself
that is.
On
water
me.
Water that is. I would do that.
Because you'd be like, you told me this works, and it would save my life, and then we would have a...
I think what I would do, I'd do a knee maybe
yeah,
on your
head. Yeah, because I would be so weak, I wouldn't be able to shove you off.
Yeah, yeah.
But then all of a sudden, I'd be like, Jen, I'm feeling much better because you saved my life.
And then she'd punch me square in the nose.
Then I'd punch you square
like,
in the nose.
You ever
don't
touch
fucking
my
tell anybody.
And don't tell anybody.
Don't you tell
and
anybody about
me,
this.
I'm going to destroy your phone just in case you did anything untoward my butt.
Jen's got a selfie of her giving
you know
me water
I
in the butt.
Like that.
What's up, hashtag?
Hey,
look at her butt.
Saving friends, hashtag.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So you go to the soccer game.
I go to the soccer practice.
Oh, soccer practice. Okay.
And we're coming out from practice, and there is a mom who is going to leave the parking spot. And it's, you know, it's busy there. So, like, you can't ever get a parking spot. And I'm like, okay, she'll pack up her kids, and in a couple minutes she'll leave. I don't want her to feel like I'm, like, rushing or anything. So I always just, like, put the car in park behind and then look over to the field just so she doesn't get the sense that I'm, like, arms folded, eyebrow up. Like, can you hurry? Because she had a little baby toddler, and then she had maybe a five or six-year-old.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Now, hold on. She's got, like, a little SUV, like one of those, like, little Honda CR-Vs or something.
Yeah.
So she goes over onto the other passenger back door to put little boy in, right? And she's clipping him in the seat. Meanwhile, the other side has 6-year-old girl who's getting into the back of the car. And she puts herself where her mom cannot see her. And she looks at me and she gives me one of these, like, move. Like, go around. Like, hand gestures.
No, you
like,
can't. You can't. You can't gesture unless you're the driver.
Right. She's got like what do you, like she's smelling something bad face and she's like, move, go. And I'm looking at her and mom can't see her and she's on the other side of the car. Finally, the little girl like looks at me, puts her hands on her hips and
what?
Mouths the words, I said go. And I'm watching this and my daughter is watching this and I start for whatever reason, I start laughing really hard because she's insane. So then
that poor mom.
So mom,
check her a beer from the cooler.
Mom's putting kid in. She like kind of like gets out of the car and then little girl gets in the back of the car, shuts the door, right? Mom's still putting kid together, put stuff in the truck. Little girl opens her car door, leans her head out the car door and goes, go to me, like yells at me, and I'm Mom sees none of this, doesn't know any of this is going on. And in my head, I was like, first of all, I'm thinking about telling you because I'm like, this little girl, what a little shit. Like, straight up. Excuse me, I got real high strung. I have high-waisted pants. It makes me burpy.
Yeah, she just downed half of a...
lettuce wrap. And then I needed something substantial, so I had a bunch of bread. Okay, so little girl tells me to go. Mom gets in the to drive off. Little girl pushes herself up over the seat to give me one more, like, fuck you from the back of the car. Like, to look in through the back of the... I'm like, she's got it out for me. But my thought was, like, she's lucky that I'm who I am. Mm-hmm. And that I found it, like...
Hilarious.
And that I wasn't going to say anything to the mom. But I guarantee you, had we been where I'm from and where you're from... A mother would have got out of that car and went up and talked to that mom and been like, do you know your little girl's doing this? I was really on the fence as to whether that was something that... So I guess that's what I wanted to ask you. Like, would you have said something... If you would have been in a different mood or you would have seen this happen, would you have said something to the mom? And at what point would you have said something to the mom?
Oh, that's a really...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Well, it's also hard because you are in a car. So that is a big move to park your car and be like, you got an issue, lady. Like, she has her hands so full.
That's what I... Of course.
So full. And listen, that is not the first time that girl's been a little asshole.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So she... Unless that mom is... totally oblivious. She's aware that that kid's like that, you know?
I'm going to say something that's probably let the DMs flow. Part of me was like, is mom like that?
Could be.
Is that what I'm going to deal with? I'm going to go up and say, hey, because my thought is you're probably wondering like, well, what's the, why would you say anything to her? Obviously your hands are full. She's got two kids. She's at practice. Nobody needs to feel any more kind of like pressure at that point. But my thought is like, what if I wasn't nice? Like, what if I said something to that little girl that like was horrible because it wasn't me. It was some other terrible person that like wasn't going to play that game.
Well,
like,
or terrible. Would say,
you know what I mean? You but the always... world can be terrible if you are inviting that. Like, also I could have like, what if grumpy lady in the car behind her gets out and like starts yelling at the mom and the mom has a terrible day. It's just like one of those situations. But I was like, I don't think she should be doing that to strangers at all. And
no,
if my kid did
Los
that,
Angeles,
I would lose my damn mind.
Yeah, I would be horrified.
Horrified. Well, one time, my friend Brandy and I, we were in her dad's conversion van. He was divorced, so there wasn't a lot of supervision.
Supervision, yeah.
And we put our hands outside the windows, and we were giving everybody the bird as they drove by. And a mom pulled him over and goes, I just want you to know the girls in the back seat have been flipping off every car. We got in so much trouble. But on some level, I kind of needed it. Because
yes.
I'd gotten away with it and I was being so naughty that finally, like, you know, car number 25, as we were like, get a vim, I was practicing my best flip off, which I think I've mastered.
Yeah, you do it a little bit different.
You do it like.
That's,
like girly. You do it with like your two knuckles like still up, which is weird. I do it like a real dude.
Definitely like a dude. Yeah. But, and also, I don't know if you would say it where you're from, but where I'm from, you say flick somebody off.
No.
And my husband is like, I've never heard that before, but it's...
I've heard it both ways, but flip.
Colloquial, evidently. Flip is
flip
more
is
common.
Flip is the more common, but I've heard flick people off.
Flick people off. That's... I say that. So I might have...
My mom and dad used to use that as a parenting tool to flick you.
In
like
the
if
head?
You, yeah. Not in the head, but like in the back of the leg or something if you're messing around. Okay, so back to this little girl. My whole thought was, when do you go tell a parent someone is acting naughty? Well, when do you go report? And it's not about you being defensive or you being like, oh, well, I've got to let, you know, I'm going to be a real shithead right now.
The easiest answer is they're doing something that they might get hurt or they might hurt
somebody else.
I also get really irritated, and I think this is probably where we're from. If your kid is dancing in the grocery store aisle and you're going this way, like the somebody, like, can you keep eyes on them so that, like, as I'm standing here, you have to wonder why I can't get through? Well, it's because your kid's dancing in the aisle. Like, I think that is super disrespectful for kids to inconvenience adults.
I agree.
That they don't know.
I know. Like, we're very Midwest. I agree.
I exist for my kids to inconvenience me, but by God, they better not inconvenience somebody else. Like, you make somebody else's day a little bit harder, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. I just think that's a human lesson.
I think so, like, right?
Just be courteous of each other. Like, you know, I always say, like, if the arrows point a certain way out of the parking lot, there's a reason for that. Just follow the damn arrows. Don't be the person that's like, I don't have to follow these arrows. I'll go back. I'll go in the out way, because then I'm furious. I'm such a rule follower that, like, even at the soccer game last night, this coach, you're not supposed to do that. You know that everybody's kids, like, there's always one sports team or one sporting event that, like, goes too far. The parents are nuts, or the coach is nuts. We've all been down that road. But last night, I took a picture of it because I was upset. This coach kept walking on the field and coaching. You're not supposed to cross this line, this like chalk line. And he was like 15 feet in,
You can't third base coach. You can't third base coach.
You cannot get in on that field. And that's all I kept thinking is, in the rule books, it says you cannot cross this line. And he's crossing a line. And now he's crossing a line with me personally. And I'm like, Kristen, are you going to get into it with this coach over a damn, like, rec ball, soccer? I think I might.
But eventually I think we all see that writing on the wall.
Yeah. Well, this is the same park where little crazy lady told me to keep driving.
Little crazy kid.
Run for office someday. I don't know.
Can I tell you, this, I might have told you this story before. It'd be crazy if I hadn't. But for the podcast, I'll tell everybody out there that absolutely no shit, one of the nicest people kind of on the planet is Jen Garner.
Oh, true.
Because she, we're Instagram friends. Can we say that?
Yes. Can I just give her movie a plug? Have you seen it?
The
Adam Project.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. It's a great movie for family night if you're looking for stuff, because I know there's not much out right now. Great movie. Anyway, Jen Garner, fantastic.
And she is awesome. Invited us in on Yes Day to.
Yeah, to help write a little bit. Yeah, that was cool.
She's awesome. And so, 10 to 12 years ago, this little girl came up to the table and was staring at us, and I was like, do you want a French fry? Like, she was that close.
And cute.
And just cute as a bug, adorable. And this very pregnant woman came up and goes, I'm so sorry. She was blushing and so embarrassed. And she was like, Violet, leave them alone. And she apologized to us and was like, ladies, I'm so sorry that she was bothering you. Because she did kind of like interrupt our conversation. It was delightful, though. You know,
Bothered by that.
No, when kids aren't, kids are very clear about when they're being an asshole. And she was just being adorable and was like, hey, two people I don't know. What's up? I'm just friendly.
Make the rounds.
Like, what? That sandwich looks good. Yeah. Like, she was just sweet. I forgot the most important part. The very pregnant woman was Jen Garner.
Random.
Sorry, you guys.
She just buried the lead.
Can we go back and redo that?
I don't think we need to redo it. I think what you did
just
right there.
Get to know me.
Here, Jen.
I figured when I said Violet, everybody would know.
I'm going to hydrate you.
Please. I deserve it after that. No, so it was Jen Garner who came up very pregnant.
She is the real deal. She's so nice, she's trying to parent, and we're all doing our best. But you're right. When a kid is an asshole, there's no gray zone. You just know. I was at the park 3 days ago, and there were the apparatus, and Eleanor was playing on the apparatus where Finn had baseball practice. Oh my God, I'm so burpy, you guys.
Well, you really are, and I'm having a mimosa.
I think it's because my pants are too high. So I'm sorry, the belt hit me right on my old digestion.
You get the
the bubbles. Yeah, because it's got to go. Reflex? It's got to go high fupa, not low fupa, because I can't deal with it on my legs. It makes me feel too bad about myself.
I say get down low. There's more
room.
No
way. I'm not going. If Britney Spears brings back her fucking low pants again, don't get me on Britney Spears.
You know what? I'll wear them and I'll surprise everybody.
I'm not. Because you have a tiny waist.
If I wore those kind of pants right now, it would look. Oh my gosh. It would look like.
Mine would look like my face is smiling because it would just be this weird grin of flab over the top of them.
Your skin's smiling?
Yeah, like my skin is smiling.
I would have that. It also looks like you put too much paint on a wall and it's like running down
If they bring those pants back, I'm going to say go so fucking low that you can see my C-section scar, because I'm not.
I need an excuse.
I'm going to make these as awful as an experience as possible so they go out of style as fast as they can. So you bring them and I'm going to show ass crack and C-section scar to the world.
One woman is responsible for the downfall of the recently repopularized
low-waisted
jean.
Don't give me a freaking 1-inch zipper. I will make you regret that decision. Nothing is covered by that 1-inch. Not one thing.
Plus, I'm so short that I'm like, they were just regular on me.
They
were regular on me with a lot of butt crack.
No, it's literally, I've 15 inches of ass crack, and now you can add vagina crack to it, and I'm just gonna wear them like that. I don't give a fuck.
I have to say one thing before I just go back to my thoughts on this kid. Kristen has a yellow pad in front of her. She's got the YP in front of her, and literally the only thing written on it are the words yellow pad. Because if you say a word in front of her when she has a pen, she'll write it down.
Yes. I like to take notes. I meant to, so I wrote the word yellow pad on my yellow pad.
But how are you going to forget yellow pad if it's in your hand? What are you writing it down for? She's wrote dick to me. Jen is a... how are you going to forget that also?
You're always here to remind me. You're always very close to me. Okay, so I'm at the playground. So
much easier though, may I say, to tell a parent you don't know that their kid's being naughty than a parent you do know.
What do you mean?
It's so much easier to be like, I noticed your kid is waving a sharp stick around, or something like that. Or like, you know, or it's easier to say to a kid like, do you want me to get your mom? Should I get your mom?
I have no problems with it. That? I have also a very short ability to not lose my cool. Like,
but if a kid is, the mom, it kind of sucks to go up to her and be like, hey, your kid's kind of being an asshole right now.
It definitely is trickier if you know the mom and you're friends with the mom and you got to have a call. Like, we've done that with each other with, my son being difficult. And my son being difficult, whatever. And then but I do believe most of the time in cases of the kids being with each other, I kind of let, like, it's like, you know, like...
Figure it out on your own.
Yeah, like prison rules. Like, you guys have to create your own hierarchy. And if any, like you said, we'll be on the outsides watching in. But if anything bad happens, we'll be there to manage. But for the most part, you guys handle it on your own.
I think about this all the time, and I wish I could be this. I think my husband is this with our kids, actually. Remember those Deep Thoughts with Stuart Smalley or whatever?
Yes.
I remember one that was like, when it's raining, I like to tell kids it's because God's crying. And when they ask why, I like to say it's probably because of something they did. Like, I love to fuck with kids like that.
What do you mean? You do?
Yeah. My husband does it to our kids like all the time. Not like life and death kind of stuff, but I cut like this. I was at the park with a mom and we were standing like right by the restroom because she had to go in there. And she's like, Mom, there's a pair of dirty underwear in here. And I go, don't put them on.
Hilarious. Just over her mom.
And she kind of like came out, like smiled at me. She goes to the bathroom and then she goes and washes her hands. She goes, Mom, there's no paper towels. I go, use the underwear.
Her mom's like, no!
No. I mean, she's like 8, so she got I was being ridiculous.
But. I have had a couple moms, pop off to me when I have said something like sort of earnest, and then I realize like I'm not helping at all. Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
Like one time at a birthday party at your house, there was a little girl and she wanted to like ride one of the scooters or something. And her mom was like, you know the deal, like no helmets, no scooter. And I was like, oh, but there's helmets right here. They're just hidden. And she goes, I hid them. And I was like,
You were trying
to
be
like,
helpful, though.
Yeah, she's like, way to help a mom out. I was like, woo, shots fired. Like, listen, I've been the mom with the kid that's misbehaving, and I've been the mom that has seen a kid misbehaving. I just think that we all do have to manage each other's kids on some level. Like, I'm really torn whether or not I should have been said to that mom, like, hey, just so you know, you're putting your kid in this car and she's like kind of giving stink eye and being rude to me as a driver. I just want you to know that so that you can deal with it in case she gets in trouble or somebody else says something to her that isn't nice.
It sucks that the kid was being a jerk, but I think
it's so low scale. It's so small on the Richter scale.
But the reason to say something would probably be like, she's got this whole world going on that you don't know about, and that could also be out behind a car or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's not doing what you... I guarantee that mom wants that kid in the freaking seat of the
car. Yeah, she wants her to sit down.
And just don't be trying to yell at other people.
Right.
You just need to be waiting for my next direction. Right? Yeah. Which is probably put your seatbelt on. Or like, don't empty all the sand into the seat of the car. Like,
but if she was comfortable enough to do that to me, she's probably not being very polite to teachers. She's probably...
No.
She's going to pop off to the wrong person and it's going to fare badly.
Well, that'll
and
I learn think, her, you know what?
I know, you're right. And you used that word wrong. That'll learn
her? That's a real...
Midwest.
It's a real Midwest way of saying it.
Because the worst thing you could ever have heard when I was growing up in our small ass town is, I'm going to talk to your mom.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, please don't. Like, it would just, anything I did that I got in trouble, it would get back to them so fast.
Yeah.
It's like, who has her number? Why do we all have each other's numbers memorized?
Yeah.
Because there's only 50 people.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you're a mom, you have to be prepared that, like, you're not in a vacuum and it sucks. Evidently, there's mommy wars. Luckily, we've sort of been able to, like, avoid them, or we just don't have shitty friends or something. We haven't, like, run into the judgment of them. But, like, I want you to tell me if my kid walks behind a car that's about to back out. You got to have eyes on that for me. So if I have eyes on your kid, I'm going to see them do something.
Yeah.
I'm just going to report to you what I see.
Right.
And it's like, you kind of want that. Yes, it sucks sometimes.
Well, because you feel immediately like, I don't know about you, but I'm like, oh God, I'm bad at parenting.
I'm a bad parent.
I'm a bad parent. I'm a bad mom. I'm doing this wrong. Like,
yeah.
You know.
If you want help from other parents, which we all do, because we need, like, you don't have, she had 3 babies to deal with. In a parking lot.
Yeah.
You got to hope other drivers are paying attention.
Yep.
You got to hope that they're waiting patiently. You got to, like, hope they have eyes on your kid, because to save them from running into trouble. But guess what? They're going to see your kid be a big a-hole. So be mom enough to take it.
Yeah. Just listen. And you know what? You got to trust your own gut about most of it anyway. And we're all doing our best. Everybody's going to have, the second you think your kid would never wave on a car, your kid will wave on a car. The second you think your kid isn't going to be, like, flipping the bird outside of a conversion van, they're going to be the first to do it.
Yeah.
Not really a conversion van, unless things are, you're, like, working.
That's, well, not U-Haul. Too much detail, but a kid at school said something real crappy to my daughter.
Oh.
And, like, we got a call from the principal about it. And she had somebody with her, like, a boy, because she's in first grade. So when they have to go do something, like,
yeah,
go to the bathroom.
Oh, they
or
have
go,
to take a friend. Generally,
but she wasn't going to the bathroom. She was going to get
lost and found
jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they both reported back to the teacher what this kid had said. And I went in and talked to the principal about it. You know, I was like,
yeah,
is this,
no, you gotta,
situation? Is this whatever? And that kid denied it. And I'm like, come on, you're in fourth grade. You got to be smarter than that. She's got a witness. Unless you got one with you that's going to lie with you. You got to own up to your.
Oh, man, we got to teach these kids how to do it right. You got to have a paper trail and lie.
That's right. You got to secure your alibi.
Clearly these 11-year-olds are not watching true crime. They don't know shit about an alibi.
No, they're not.
You got to cover your bases, man. You got to go, like, be on a security camera at a gas station at, like, 5 minutes before the crime happens, so you can be like, how could I have been at 2 places at once? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the word of a child never matters more until a mom needs some corroboration.
Yeah, and you're looking at them like, remember when you told me what you told me? Can you retell that story? And they're like, what?
I don't remember.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
I'm like, okay, I'm a liar. You told everybody you wanted to be an animator. And
guys,
now I just look like a mom who doesn't pay attention.
Yep. But we're all doing our best. Listen, send us your best and your worst stories of your kids doing something naughty. We'd like to hear that. That's a good jumping off point for us.
I mean, maybe. Well, I definitely would. So back at the parking lot, I like to use a kid misbehaving as, like, a cautionary tale to my kids.
I'm like,
well, that's not a very nice kid. Good luck to her in life.
Yeah.
Eleanor
was very upset. She was like, Mommy, is that little girl talking to you? And Eleanor doesn't understand why I'm laughing, because I'm so shocked that
I wish you would have rolled down the window and fully laughing gone. That the girl one just flipped me off to see what.
She looked like a little character from, like, The Incredibles, you know? Like, she just looked like a little animated character, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like that, literally, like small Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 6, then giving me the move on.
Well, yeah, I mean,
she be a Supreme Court justice with definitive choices. That's all I say.
Boss bitch, that's
right,
for sure. But also, maybe she's just having a bad day.
Maybe she, the little girl.
The little girl. You know what?
I'm not going to worry about her bad day.
Well, I was.
On the third day of my period, okay? Like, nobody, you want to go toe-to-toe? What about my bad day? She's really pissing me off.
It's
6-year-old being mean to me.
Pretty bad.
I love children.
I don't laugh about it, though.
I think if we were going to have if I was going to have a solid who's having a worse day competition with a six-year-old, I'd win. So she needs to not be rude. That's what I say. It's all about me.
I don't even know where to go with your fights with six-year-olds at this point.
You know, they're, you know, I got another one with a five-year-old on a soccer team I've that I haven't let go.
Number two. But I was in a store the other day, and it was like that witching hour that you forget about. So four to six.
Don't take your kids in public.
Well, it's hell time, but you know what? Maybe they can't. Maybe it was the only time she could go get whatever it is that she needed.
She's such a busy mom. I felt terrible for her.
This baby was screaming, and I saw people roll their eyes, and I'm like, you know what? You were probably talking on speakerphone like an asshole. Like,
yeah, we've so all
quit
had
rolling your eyes. At, you know, like people FaceTime in Home Goods. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's so upsetting. Go into your car if you have to FaceTime. I mean, maybe if you want to show which
in
towels,
Home Goods all
which
the
towels.
Time.
Is it that you want? This isn't that.
Are you supposed to know which towels to buy? I FaceTimed.
Take pictures and text them.
I FaceTimed you from Home Goods.
Put earbuds in. Earbuds in or something, or send me pictures because.
Why? I can handle it right then and
you
there.
You are disturbing my peace. You are dancing in the aisle, and I am pissed off because I am trying to get through, and I have to listen to your bullshit conversation with
your
sister.
You know what? You need to calm down now. Let me hydrate you very quickly.
Stop it. Okay, do it. Sorry I yelled on the podcast, but I really do get mad at
I think we should go to a mom box and a
Let's
hot
do
flash.
It. Okay.
Mom box.
So this was a post from Facebook, and every part of this makes me cringe a little bit because we have all been this mom and like felt this terrible. So Andrea P. said, I'm the reason my children will need therapy or they are going to be some of the toughest kids alive. I ruined my child's life by cutting his hair.
Oh, no.
We've all done that, right?
We've all done that.
Where you do a bad job and then you have to lie about it and say
Finn
it
is so
great.
Mad at me. He still says, because during the pandemic we had to cut his hair and I took to it with the clippers, but he's got like such thick.
Yeah.
And it was a real weighted situation where it's just long on top and short in the back. And he's like, you made me look like a bully.
Ooh.
I know. Shots crossed. Yeah.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
And I was
I
like,
know.
You know what? Well, at least you're getting cast.
I cut my daughter's bangs so bad one time that they looked like, you remember Wimpy from Popeye, the guy that eats
oh,
the burgers?
No.
Yeah. She had a very round face too. It was super unfortunate, but I was like, it looks great.
I cut Eleanor's hair right before we went on tour, and I did a real number when we went on in the tour bus, and she looked like a little Jack Black. It was a very, I don't know how I mulleted her hair, but I did. I just went too far from ear to ear. It's just something moms do. We think that we can do it, and then
we're trying. We have the best of intentions. So this one will really resonate too.
Okay.
So she continues, my child fell and busted his knee open on a rock.
Oh no.
I told him to walk it off. Turns out he had to get stitches and he was afraid to come in the house bleeding. I did that just like a week ago at a bounce house at a birthday party. Delilah was like, my finger hurts. And I tried to put like my, like a cold drink on it. And she wanted to go back into the bounce house. And I go, she must be fine. Like, who cares? No worries about it. The next morning, she had this purple sausage pinky, and I'm like,
she dislocated, fully jammed it.
It wasn't broken. She could totally move it.
She jammed it.
Yeah. So she jammed it. But we've all been there, Andrea. And
we've all been there. And now I'm at the point where my kids are old enough where I'm like, if they get hurt, I'm like, well, stop being hurt outside. Everybody's looking. Like, I make them like relocate, like, bring it inside and cry. Or like, let me handle your pain after I worry about my public shame.
I'm the queen of, you're fine. And then like, seriously
injured.
Then
they're injured. Not fine.
Yeah, then they're not fine. And also, I'm like, I know my daughter's fake cry from her real cry.
Oh.
So people are like, are you just going to let her cry? I'm like,
it's the fake one.
That sounds like a cry to you?
That's fake
cry. When they're doing this. I'm like, you're not even doing a good job. I'm going to get you acting lessons. This is terrible. It's not believable.
My mom used to be like, and you know, she's a teacher, so hard knocks. If you said you were sick, you better have a 104 fever, barely able to walk, and then you could stay home from school. And I remember one time I was like, I don't feel very good. My mom was like, we're going to school. And so finally the school nurse sent me home. And she's like, I go, Mom, I think I am actually sick this time, because I was known for wanting to take a break and a day off every now and then.
Yeah,
and she's like, no, you're fine. I went back to school the next day. Sure enough, I had 104 fever and I had full-blown pneumonia.
Well, professional educator too.
So professional educator. She's like, well, you can do your homework while you're inside that bubble in the hospital. You can do your vocab words.
You can hold a pencil.
Don't get lazy. If you can put yourself up in that hospital bed, you can circle some answers on your reading test.
Yeah, it's not untrue. And we have a hot flash. Oh, man. Both of us have.
Do we have a hot flash? Guys, you know how we like the TikTok, and I'm not going to call it.
I can't even look at it. Kristen's got it in her phone. I can't even look at it.
He smiled at me.
Something about it makes my teeth feel weird.
I mean, he makes my tweeter feel weird. My TT feels twee-twee. This guy's on TikTok. He's got 2 million followers. His name is Brad the Boxer,
which I'm
sure that's his dog's name, which makes him even hotter. Sure, there's 21.6 million likes. Guys, ladies, he's following 16. That better change, Brad, since I follow you.
It better be 117, Brad. Yeah, you better. You need some mom so hard in your life.
I'm going to tell you right
now. What are you doing to that cantaloupe?
I was just looking at that. That guy knows.
Whoa. Okay, he does.
How do we explain this guy? He makes food in a passionate and sloppy yet contained way.
I'm going to give you brass tacks. He's wearing a muscle shirt and he has plenty of muscles.
He doesn't look like a dick in a.
His hands move so Jesus fast, Christ. You know he can do something with
he
them.
Know. Oh my
he
God.
Chews a toothpick.
He chews a toothpick.
He's nicely tanned. He wears his hat backwards.
I've never wanted to be a toothpick more in my whole life.
He's got lovely teeth.
He's got lovely teeth. And there's this like I'm gonna passionately shove around the pasta and I'm going to mix it up with some penne.
He kind of knows it. He's in on the joke, you guys.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing to you right now. He's so confident. He's not like, oh, my feelings hurt. He's like, I'm going to work you sideways. And I'm like, when? Okay. What restaurant do you work at, sir?
Turn me some nachos, mister. I mean, cilantro my ass.
Also, yeah, he'll hydrate.
She doesn't like cilantro.
I don't like cilantro, but I would for this guy. Let me explain something. This guy is so hot that not only does he look like he would be a great lover, he's going to make you something good to eat.
Come on.
I'm barely keeping my pants on.
You know what I've never done is look at the comments. Like, can we look at, see?
Oh, my God.
Women saying what we're saying?
Okay, let's go to him.
Okay, let's see what he's cutting.
Oh, he's cutting a potato.
He's chopping while he chews this toothpick, you guys. It doesn't make any sense.
And then he cuts to his dog because he's so cute.
Click on the little bubble.
Hold on.
I want to know what they're saying. I want to make sure.
Just put the cheese sauce recipe on. These are disgusting, but some of them are getting real handsy about their cook things. They're all saying his puppy is adorable. Listen, we all know what you guys are doing. You're trying to like not sound gross like us, but you just know that you're going to watch this and then go destroy yourself with your.
I feel like I cut everything way too slow now. Shut up,
look
people.
At this. How you're old really... are you? Asking for my daughter. Bullshit. You're asking for yourself, Jan.
For you.
You're asking for you. We're all asking for us. He even wears nice socks. And I'd like to say that I always look at his background.
He's got a nice kitchen, too.
He's got a nice kitchen, yeah. And he's got nice. Keeps look at the clean. Decor. He's very anal retentive. He's very clean. But
look
he,
at those teeth.
Oh,
you know what we just reacted to? Olive oil. That's what we just reacted to.
To olive oil. But look how sloppy he throws it into. Like, it's all like.
It's easy for him. He doesn't even have to try to do this.
Oh my God. That guy gets laid. Like, he just.
Well, if not, he better. If so, he doesn't, ladies who are young.
What is he making and what are you making?
He is chopping up a potato really quickly and making homemade nachos.
Okay.
What's that?
He's making homemade pizza.
And he's feeding his dog, you guys. You know that's a rescue.
Look at him.
Look at his face. I can't.
You guys.
It feels like a government experiment or something. It's like too perfect.
Look, he's working a cucumber.
Yeah.
And he's cooking.
It does look like he's going to have some kind of an accident. And
I don't care. I take care of him. If he missed a finger, I'd be like, hey, you were having a bad Tuesday. I'm here to care for you.
You know what? I think he needs them all.
God, he needs to keep this going. Here's what, Brad.
Popped that pan out of the thing like it was so easy, like falling off a log backwards. Look
Brad,
at
Brad, if you're listening to us and you're not grossed out, what we would like to do is invite you over for dinner. 10 of our closest friends and you.
And you can bring that dog.
You can bring your apron and that's it. And we would like to invite you to cook for us because we're eating whatever you're cooking. Bravo, you.
Yeah. So
okay,
go,
so
go
watch Brad.
Him. You're
Brad
welcome.
The boxer. I don't have my reading glasses on.
Yeah, that's right, Brad. We wear readers like hot bitches.
And I've got a little guest because my pants are too high.
And that's our
podcast.